again, Mike O'Connor, another GeezerCast. I am not believing this. This is happening way more often than I would have expected. But I've got this new system that seems to be working pretty well, where I scribble down GeezerCast ideas in one place, and it kind of reminds me to do them. And so here we are, another GeezerCast. This one is about community media. It dawned on me today. I was reading in the Times. This is my standard Sunday morning affair. And there was an article in the Times today about how there was this big powwow between the corporate moguls that run Fox and MSNBC. There are two columnists, for you, my unborn grandchildren. There are two sort of TV news anchor type guys. One guy's name is O'Reilly, and the other guy's name is Olbermann. And they are on competing networks. Riley's on Fox, Olbermann's on MSNBC. Riley is the right-wing nut, and Olbermann is the left-wing nut. And since I'm a left-wing nut, I like Olbermann a lot. And I don't like Riley much. And somewhere back in the distant past, a few years ago, the two of them got into sort of a food fight in which they basically insult each other back and forth, which does their ratings a lot of good, especially Olbermann's ratings are benefiting from this. And the problem was that while the food fight was a lot of fun for the two news anchor type guys, the fallout was starting to impact the corporate giants that own the two networks, respectively. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, which owns Fox, and General Electric, which owns NBC, which owns MSNBC. And so there was talk of a backroom deal between the big corporate CEOs to get the two guys to lighten up because it was hurting the corporations. And I think the truce lasted about 3 days. I'm not sure. But apparently the truce is off, at least according to the Times article, which I think is good. It's good entertainment. But the person who wrote this article was sort of shocked and dismayed by the arrival of the corporate behemoths and their influence over the content of their network. To which I responded, "So what's new?" But it does get me to the topic of today's GeezerCast, which is the community media stuff that I did, especially back in the 70s, I was really involved with the community radio folks. I worked on a bunch of them and sort of led the building of one station, WORT in Madison, which is still going strong, I'm glad to report. And that corporate influence was one of the big reasons that we did those stations, because we wanted people to be able to tell their own stories without filters. This is especially important in any situation where the person who's telling the story isn't a white, middle-aged man, which is sort of the dominant gang when it came to producing radio and TV. And the thought was, better to let people tell their own stories and let the white, middle-class men get out of that picture, because they're gonna limit it. But another reason that we did community radio was because even back in the 70s, and you know, actually back time immemorial, corporations have had a pretty heavy influence on what's in the media that you listen to and watch and read. And, you know, that's fine. That's how it gets paid for. But you need to know that that's going on. And it's always a good idea to have at least one place where there's less of that. I guess there was another little mini scandal because on MSNBC, Keith Olbermann took summer vacation, and the substitute guy that they brought in, whose name I don't remember, turns out to be a high-powered corporate PR guy. And, you know, they let this guy be the anchor on this TV show without telling everybody that he was this big corporate PR guy for quite some time, until somebody's blog sort of pointed this out. Then, of course, there was a scramble for the exits. I guess another little episode that happened this week was the big pharma healthcare corporations, of course, are quite grouchy right now because we are in the once-a-decade attempt to reform healthcare. I sure hope healthcare gets reformed by the time you guys are listening to this podcast 50 years from now. It's pretty pathetic right now. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, we're in that ritual dance, and the wrinkle that happened this week is that all the Congress folks have gone home for the month of August to check in with their constituents and eat hot dogs and go to the state fair and stuff like that. And their tradition has been that they go to, you know, they have open meetings that anybody's invited to come talk to them about anything they want. But also it gives them a chance to talk back and tell them what's on their minds. Well, this year the corporations behind the healthcare industry have launched this huge campaign to get people riled up to go and berate these poor congresspeople in their open meetings. These are highly organized AstroTurf endeavors. And again, the Times was, whoever was writing was sort of dismayed by all this. And again, that, you know, that's one of the reasons that community media, nonprofit community radio stations and TV stations are a good thing. And clearly what that translates to in this day and age is blogs, YouTube video. One of the big differences between the 70s and now is that in the 70s, it was very expensive to get a recording like this one out to a lot of people. You know, you had to have a radio station, and radio stations are expensive. You need a transmitter and a studio and a license and electricity and an office. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff. Whereas now, any chump like me can just sit down and make an MP3 recording and blast it out over the internet, and anybody who wants to can listen to it. That's a big change. And of course, that's a big problem for the corporate-owned media, because their revenues are going down because people are starting to shift away from mass media and dial in a little bit more personalized media. But the issue is still the same. When you have somebody paying to produce and deliver your media, they get to call the tune a little bit. And it's always a good idea to greet what they have to say and what their outlets have to say with a certain degree of skepticism. And that was really why we did community radio stations back in the day. And I think that's why we do podcasts and stuff now. So anyway, that was just my observation of the day. was that the folks in the time were shocked to see that corporate power was influencing the content of media. And my reaction was, so what's new? If you want to hear more rants like this one, I did a whole series of podcasts back in 2005 called Sex and Podcasting, which is cleverly enough to be found at sexandpodcasting.com. And I sort of took all the community radio lessons that I'd learned and mapped them over to podcasting. I did a whole bunch of them. I did like 50 of them, I think. So if you want to hear more about community media and podcasting and stuff like that, there's way more out there. But I thought I'd do just one here in GeezerCast because that was a really big part of what I did growing up. And I thought some of you unborn grandchildren might enjoy hearing a little bit about that. There you go. Hope you enjoyed this one. See you the next time.